time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall and everybody. And, you know, one more day before it gets a little bit on the damp side. Clouds will increase today, will be in the mid-50s. And then tonight, rain or drizzle developing. It should be very, very light. I think most of it's going to stay to our south, 40 to 45. There'll be some periods of light rain or drizzle on Wednesday, kind of misty, 45 to 50. Then a new system comes in with showers and even a thunderstorm on Thursday, 55 to 60. And even though that moves out, the air behind it unstable. Showers on Friday, mid-60s, and a few more showers Saturday. So the next really nice day will be Sunday.
And will it be a nice day?
Yeah, it will be.
All right.
And it's Palm Sunday. It'll be partly sunny, and the highs will be in the 50s. Palm Sunday. We a lot of times we refer to the people, not all of them, but some of the people that come to our church. We refer to them as the Cape people, C-A-P-E.
Oh,
yeah. Have any idea why?
Because they go to the Cape.
No.
Why? Why?
That was a good answer, Marshall. Because those are the people that come to church on Christmas, on Ash Wednesday, on Palm Sunday, and Easter.
The slightly religious, the people that just don't want to take a chance when they pass on that they might have to make some answers.
Yeah. So we call those the Cape people. That means Sunday the church will be packed.
And you won't have your regular seat.
I will try to get there a little earlier. And, of course, it's the longer sermon. And I remember Mama Pagano was telling me, may she rest in peace, used to say, if you had little quarrels with people and, you know, really not on friendly terms,
yeah,
on Palm Sunday, you take a piece of palm and you go to their house and you present them with a piece of palm and you make up.
Or else you beat them with it.
So that's what she used to say. But I know a lot of people that they would need a lot of palm.
Well, it's kind of hard to find palm up here, isn't it?
I would think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where the. Well, I guess the Catholic Church, gets it from corn, right? The stalks from corn.
Yeah, but that's not palm.
Then I wonder where do they get it? That's a good question, Marshall.
I mean, the husks of corn are made to make tamales.
Yeah, right.
Tamales.
I'm Googling that right now. Yeah.
Where do they get the palm for Palm Sunday? Unless there's no palm trees around. Maybe stores sell it. Maybe florists sell it.
It's just Catholic palm. This is a remembrance of Palm Sunday celebration. Yeah, we know that. Where did the millions of palms on Palm Sunday come from? According to this,
yeah,
it can be difficult. Or is it, okay, where is it? Where does it come from?
I bet you supermarkets sell it and stuff like that, and florists. I bet you they get it in for the holiday season. I wouldn't know because I don't buy much palm. I'm not a palm merchant.
They're saying they're calling it palm branches.
Yeah.
That makes millions of palm leaves each year. And that doesn't include all of the Protestant churches that observe the tradition as well. Many Catholics note the final destination of their palm, they are burned to become ashes next year. Right, we know that. The origin of the leafy branches is less known. They don't really know.
So I bet you florists and like supermarkets get them in. I bet you.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, there's a question out there for you folks.
Yeah.
Where do the palms come from up here if there's no palm trees around for Palm Sunday? You only have a few days to get us the answer because it's rapidly approaching.
Really?
All right. So I watched a movie yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
It has terrible ratings. Only 16% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. 5.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay.
And 2.1 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Now, that's not great ratings at all. I enjoyed it. It was infinite. The movie was infinite. It starred, what's his name, Mark Wahlberg? Is that his name?
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
Yeah. And it was about something that Marvel did much better, about people who have infinite lives. You know, they just keep living, okay?
Okay.
This was good. You know why it was good, once again?
Okay.
Lots of explosions.
Okay.
Lots of fast-driving cars. Lots of people getting blowed up and coming back to life and stuff like that. So I enjoyed it. You know, it's one of those movies that's a throwaway movie.
What would you have given it?
I would have given it a 5 out of 10, maybe a 6 out of 10, just because I like that type of movie.
Right.
I like that type of movie, so I would have given it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
And because the movie came out a little while ago, last summer it came out, in 2021, I got to watch it for free. So I would probably add another 2 points on it. It was a 7 out of 10 because it was free.
Okay. Okay, certainly doesn't sound like the kind of movie that we could do up at the lake.
No, you'd have to blow a lot of things up.
Yeah, that's no good.
And you can't do that at the lake. You can't do that at the lake. Well, you could, but it would be the last time you did anything at the lake.
Yeah, really.
I'd be speaking to you along with your former doctor in jail.
You're right. He's, by the way, he was transferred.
Where they transfer him to?
They transferred him to a, what do they call it, a low something prison.
Yep.
I forgot the wording. In Pennsylvania. He's not far from Penn State.
So it's a federal penitentiary, right?
Yes.
It's a federal prison.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see here. Yeah. It's the same thing that we have here in Connecticut in Danbury. Allenwood. He's probably in Allenwood.
He is in Allenwood. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. So that is where he is.
It has no ratings. I guess they don't allow prisoners to rate it.
Really? So that's where they transferred him. I got one letter from him since. He said he was still awaiting his clothes. So he got there, but not his clothes. So he was still awaiting his clothes, I guess, and his personal belongings. That's what he told me. And
there's three facilities there, a low security facility, medium, and a high security one. He's in with 1,200 inmates. James Earl Egan Holmes is currently 12 life sentences. He's in that prison, but not in his segment.
Right.
So that's
low security,
where he is.
Yeah.
If you want to visit him, if you want to visit him, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 3 o'clock.
Yep. Low security and.
Anyways.
Hopefully, hopefully he'll appeal and see what happens. But the way I look at it, it's got to be better than where he was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt.
He was in the Brooklyn House of Detention.
Yeah, much better than where he was. Much better than where he was. It's not Danbury. But
no,
he's, because Danbury is like a prison isn't fun. You know, even though it's they call it a hotel, prison is still prison.
Right.
And as nice as it is, it's still prison. So, I mean, but Danbury is meant to be at the top of the list for people. So,
well
anyways, that's where he is, Allenwood. So if you want to, I'll get you the mailing address. You can send him a card.
No, I already wrote him a letter. Oh, he wrote me one letter, and I responded. So now I'm just waiting for him to respond to me.
All right. Is he doing dental work inside the prisons?
He's not a dentist.
Oh, he's just a regular doctor.
He's a doctor.
Yes. I wonder if he's doing any doctor work.
Like I don't know. I do know that when he was in the other place, he was teaching. He was teaching math, religion, and a GED course.
All right.
So.
All right. So much for Pat's former doctor.
Yeah, I miss him. Yeah. I really do.
Oh well. Well, Pat, let's go over the forecast once again, seeing as we can't figure out where palms come from. I watched a movie that was okay, and we found out where your former doctor is.
That's right. Increasing clouds, mid-50s today, then some light rain and drizzle tonight and tomorrow, 40 to 45 tonight, 45 to 50 Wednesday, showers and a thunderstorm near 60 Thursday, and showers mid-60s on Friday.
All right. Well, Pat, best we can do is check with you tomorrow and see how it's going.
All righty, and you have a good day.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Figato this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.